Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
A WWE Hall of Famer wants one more match. Find out who and with whom in a moment. Update on the Daniel Cormier WWE situation. And the worst wrestling pay-per-view ever is getting a sequel. For Thursday, September the 17th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Give it to three, I'm gonna show you.
Back up against one another, AEW and NXT went head-to-head on Wednesday night last night, setting up some big stuff for next week. Not going to go into details of what happened on either show here on this podcast, but we will have AEW Dynamite graded and NXT graded with Jack and myself, respectively, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today. But some big stuff set up for next week on Dynamite. We will see Orange Cassidy challenging for his first piece of hardware in AEW, as Cassidy is the number one contender for Mr. Brody Lee's TNT Championship. First time for Orange Cassidy challenging for a belt. And you know what? It has been a standout year for Orange Cassidy. Whilst the world has been on fire, Orange Cassidy has also been on fire, but in a very, very different way. Really excited to see what Orange Cassidy and Mr. Brody Lee will do next week. Also next week on Dynamite, Thunder Rosa and Hikaru Shida are going to be teaming up to face Diamante and Ivelisse. Actually, Thunder Rosa spoke about her future in AEW with Chris Featherstone of Sports Kida. She said, quote, "The working relationship is there. I'm returning. I wasn't expecting to return so quickly. I think Billy Corgan and Tony Khan have been talking. They are very happy with my performance so far. I hope, knock on wood, it continues. It's going well for me. We're putting NWA's name on a broader platform, which is the goal at the end of the day." So I'm glad that we're seeing more of Thunder Rosa in AEW, and she'll be in tag team action next week. Also, Lance Archer, Ricky Starks, and Brian Cage will team up to face John Moxley, Will Hobbs, and Darby Allin. That name in the middle there, Will Hobbs. Big week for Will, as it was confirmed on AEW social media platforms yesterday that he is officially All Elite. Will Hobbs has been standing out, not just on Dark, but on episodes of Dynamite and as part of the Casino Battle Royale as well. He is officially part of the future of AEW. Really exciting signing for AEW to get Will Hobbs on the books. And it's a great showcase for him teaming with Moxley and Allin. Also, Chris Jericho will be addressing the live crowd at Daly's Place. We understand he'll be on commentary duties for next week as well. In what is said to be another new day for AEW. Yes, it is. AEW have announced they are going to be running Late Night Dynamite next Tuesday, which will be on immediately following the conclusion of the NBA playoffs next Tuesday nights. Meanwhile, for NXT, officially confirmed via Wade Barrett's Twitter and announced via Sports Media, Sports Illustrated as well, Stu Bennett, aka Wade Barrett, has officially signed with WWE. He was on a trial for the last couple of weeks to see how both parties worked in this new relationship. It's clearly gone very well because he has signed on the dotted line and he is officially back on the books with WWE. Wade Barrett commented on this by saying, "Our aim is to be different, a little more unique than the other WWE programming. We don't want to be carbon copies of what you hear on Raw or SmackDown. I've known Beth Phoenix for years, and she's incredibly talented, and I'm just getting to know Vic. I'm excited to learn from and work with both of them, and I'm ready to develop this into a really tight unit. I hope this lasts for a long time. That's our intent. So there is no bad news to share, but never forget, there is always a little bad news up my sleeve." Wade Barrett versus Drew McIntyre confirmed. Now, Wade Barrett now officially part of the NXT commentary team full-time. Very, very happy with this. And next week, he'll be commentating on a brand new gimmick match on NXT as the first ever Gauntlet Eliminator will take place to determine the number one contender for Finn Balor's NXT Championship at NXT TakeOver, set to take place on Sunday, October the 4th. So, what is a Gauntlet Eliminator? Well, this will feature five NXT stars, participants not yet revealed. The rules are that two will start, and every 4 minutes, another will enter. The only way to be eliminated is via pinfall or submission. Last one standing becomes the top contender for the NXT Championship. So it's kind of like a Royal Rumble, but with pinfalls and submissions, basically. We're also getting a number one contenders battle royal next week on NXT. We will determine the next challenger for Io Shirai's NXT Women's Championship. Now, they put up the entire lineup for the battle royal. Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez, Shotzi Blackheart, Aaliyah, Caden Carter, Indy Hartwell, Xia Li, Casey Catanzaro, all on the lineup. No sign of Mia Yim, no sign of Mercedes Martinez, which I do believe lends some legitimacy to the discussion on them being part of Retribution on Monday Night Raw. If they're missing out on this big battle royal, I'd imagine they are off NXT and maybe on another channel, maybe on Monday Night Raw, wearing hoods. We will talk more about NXT and AEW on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today, as I'll be tackling NXT Graded, and Jack will be along to grade AEW Dynamite.
Perhaps the greatest WWE Women's Champion of all time. Seven championship reigns, a Hall of Famer, Trish Stratus, who in 2013 was inducted by Stephanie McMahon. This is a surreal moment.
Trish Stratus inspiring so many of the women we have right now, including Bayley and Sasha Banks.
And the Bella Twins as well. Here are the names of some of the young women who say Trish Stratus influenced their career. Natalya, Kelly Kelly, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Sasha, Bayley, Mandy Rose, among others.
Stratus Faction.
Trish Stratus gonna send Bayley for a ride.
Wow. You still got it, Juice.
Trish Stratus making her return at the 2018 Royal Rumble. She's had a few returns since then, and there could be another one on the docket. Sasha Banks was a guest on Devon Dudley's show Table Talk recently. During the interview, she had mentioned that she would love a match against Trish Stratus at Evolution 2. Now, that idea has stayed in the air and has stayed with the other half of that dream match, Trish Stratus. So Trish was on WWE's show The Bump yesterday, and she commented on the idea of getting into the ring with Sasha Banks. And she said, quote, "I love and respect Sasha so much. I love her in-ring work. Would I love to taste that? Yes, I would. Look, here's the thing. People are buzzing about Sasha. We've basically had a 5-minute interaction at the Royal Rumble. That was what began the buzz. That's been 2 years straight of people just buzzing about it and dreaming and hoping. As a wrestling fan, do I think this is intriguing? Absolutely. I think it's a pretty awesome idea, to be honest. And that's all I've got to say about that." A bit of Steve Austin at the end. Trish Stratus very much up for the match against Sasha Banks. Not saying no, obviously not saying yes, but certainly not saying no to getting into there with Sasha Banks. Personally, that is a match that needs to happen. That is a match that you could quite easily headline Evolution 2 with. If you were struggling to find a headlining match for Evolution 2, Trish versus Sasha, book it. Get yourself a free wrestling audiobook on us, thanks to our friends at Audible. Go to cultaholic.com/audible right now. Pick out a wrestling book that you like the look of. JR's From Under the Black Hat. How about the autobiography of Dylan Postel, a.k.a. Hornswoggle? Some classics in there as well. Chris Charlton breaking down wrestling in the Tokyo Dome in his book Eggshells. Grab yourself a free audiobook by signing up to a 30-day free trial with Audible. If you choose not to stay with Audible, you can cancel. It won't cost you a penny, and you get to keep the book. It's all right, that, innit? Get yourself a free wrestling book on us at cultaholic.com/audible.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Daniel Cormier conversation continues this morning. So he was being interviewed by Sports Illustrated. And we mentioned recently on this podcast how Cormier would love to mix it up with Brock Lesnar. Well, he's been fantasy booking again. He said he gave us some details on what he would like to do. But before he did that, he kind of gave us an update on where things are with WWE and him in general. He said, quote, "We've been talking. We've spoken to some of the people over there in very, very early conversations. WWE is a company I have watched and loved my entire life." And as we say, he's even got his first storyline sorted. He said, "Put me at the commentary table. Let me call the matches for 6 months and tell you how great these wrestlers are in the ring. I would love that. And I wouldn't be faking it. WWE is something I have loved my entire life. Then, after 6 months, what if I'm sitting next to Michael Cole and maybe Roman Reigns comes over and smacks the microphone out of my hand? But I'm an announcer. Will I hit him back? Then you're asking if this will happen or not. That's what I want, that slow build, the type of story that you want to see, and your hearts feel like it's going to explode while you're waiting for it. Give me the slow build. Let it simmer. I already have high hopes if Daniel Cormier comes in, because he already gets what I've been preaching on this podcast and on the channel for ages, which is more slow build feuds. I love a feud that is built for a long period of time. Give me something that builds for a year. Give me a Sting Hogan in 2021, please. I'm begging you. Lindsay Dorado could be hanging up the boots, it seems. So on his Instagram page right now, you can find a picture that Lindsay posted yesterday of him holding up his mask that he has removed from his head. You see the back of his head, and the caption simply says, "Goodbye." Now, speculation would tell you that he may be leaving World Wrestling Entertainment. This is just a hoof at the moment. Like, there's been nothing that suggests his contract is expiring. It could be a new persona. It could be a new look. Lucha House Party picked up a win over the SmackDown Tag Team Champions just this past Friday. So it would be weird timing to decide now to leave the company. Of course, Lindsay Dorado has been with WWE following several years as part of Chikara. He was signed to be part of the hard reset of the Cruiserweight division. He dropped out of the Cruiserweight Classic in the second round to Rich Swann, but ended up staying on as part of the company. He formed Lucha House Party along with Kalisto and Gran Metalik. Been very hit and miss for the Lucha House Party. And as we say, this past week, they scored a tainted, but regardless, a win over Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura, which places them in a great position. So this will be a weird time for Lindsay Dorado to say farewell. Tony Schiavone was talking on his What Happened When podcast, and he dropped a little bit of interesting information about his discussions with WWE. So you may remember we talked about it on the podcast last year before AEW was truly a thing. There was discussions on Tony Schiavone returning to WWE. And he comments on this and he says, WWE were very sketchy about the offer. They said, we just want you to come work here. We need more people here who have a strong wrestling background to help out. What would I do? Well, you would just work with us. I was talking to Bruce Pritchard and I think Bruce was shooting with me that he didn't know. Now, it's pretty apparent what was going on. And I don't blame Bruce for it. But they wanted to get me so AEW wouldn't get me. And they would have run me out of the door right after Eric Bischoff or before. I'm not blaming Bruce, but I get it. I know what Vince McMahon was thinking. There's a few acquisitions that WWE have made that you know have just been made to spite other people or other wrestling promotions. I mean, at its height, WWE, I think, hired 7 million wrestlers all at the same time. So it's not uncommon for them to hire people simply to keep them out of the way of other companies. Obviously, since the pandemic and the layoffs that we've had, that mindset has very much changed. But rewind to last year, actually rewind to the start of this year, the company was very different. WrestlingNews.co have reported the filing of a trademark that could give us some insight into the AEW video game. As AEW have filed to trademark, quote, All Elite Wrestling, Elite General Manager. Also, Elite GM with that. And it's been trademarked for, quote, downloadable game software, computer game software for use on mobile and cellular phones, electronic game software for use on handheld computers and mobile gaming devices, downloadable video game programs, recorded video game software. So, possibly looking at kind of a football manager sim for AEW, sort of a mainstream Total Extreme Warfare from AEW, could very well be a thing. Last night on NXT, Denzel Dejanet took on Tommaso Ciampa, although he wasn't Denzel Dejanet, as he has had a name change. Denzel Dejanet now going under the name of Desmond Troy. Second name change in as many weeks for NXT, as Tahuti Miles from last week was going now under the name Ashante Adonis. Seems as if there's a couple of name change shakeups taking place around NXT right now. But at least they're getting surnames, am I right? WWE have a habit of forgetting surnames, don't they? Cultaholicshop.com is now open. You can pick up some limited edition merchandise from us here at Cultaholic. When this stuff is gone, it is very much gone. So if you do want a Gary YouTube lapel, it's a great conversation starter. You can get a t-shirt that matches it as well. Everywhere you go, you can be a Gary YouTube. You can pick that up right now at cultaholicshop.com. When it's gone, it's very much gone.
I'm gonna burn your face!
Oh no, don't burn my face!
I'm gonna burn your ah! Ha ha! Shield with my title!
Oh!
Oh! I'm the champion, you dumb son of a bitch! You see that? I'm gonna burn you!
Don't burn me, you sh** eater!
I'm gonna burn you! I'm not a sh** eater!
Ah! Holy mother of all ball sacks! Is that Air Paris?
Who?
Half of Air Raid?
Who?
Good brother.
He's Uncle Alan's ex-partner. He didn't make it near as far as him.
Boom!
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a good bump, though.
The devil ain't in the distance. He's in your sin.
Underrated cameo from Talking Shop Ammonia. Air Paris. The worst wrestling pay-per-view ever turned out to be a hit for Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Very much a passion project from them. And they made the official announcement on Talk is Jericho. that the worst wrestling pay-per-view ever is getting a sequel. Sex Ferguson made the announcement and said the following. Friday, November 13, Talk and Shopper Mania 2. I'm announcing it live on Talk is Jericho. I'm coming for you, Too Bad. It ain't going to an eye for an eye. It's going to be a ball for a ball match. Bury me alive. I'm going to rip your effing nutsack off. If you thought eye for an eye was something, ball for a ball happening on November the 13th on Fight TV. We had the great pleasure of being joined by Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson on the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast just the other week, as it happens.
It's getting too old to have a tag team match, but LG's unavailable. However, some of his previous personas are. So who are you going to team with, right? Festus, the Freaking Deacon, or the Outlaw Isaiah Cash from Ring the King?
What a question, holy hell. I think everybody would say, first off, they would think that my guess would be Festus, right? But there's, like, I have to put the Freaking Deacon beside me because I have to have the spider inside of his mouth because the real true story of the spider biting Gallows. I'm laughing now.
You can hear that story on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson were great fun on the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast. You can relive it right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. Check out the 10 best tag team finishing moves ever. Was the Dudley Death Drop more or less deadly than Total Elimination? Check out the list and see where it ranks. Check out Cultaholic.com right now as well for the latest on WWE's life beyond Thunderdome. They're looking at running outdoor shows. And an amazing story about Volta's reaction to his WWE action figure. You can read that at cultaholic.com right now. On the Cultaholic Twitch channel, fresh off of Jack and Owen's latest attempt to save Sunderland, a football manager. Sam is back on tonight. He's had some fun on the Twitch stream as of late. Had a belter of a run on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4 recently. Back behind the wheel of the truck on Truck Simulator as well. Sam Driver will be with you from 6 o'clock this evening at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And if you are a Patreon at patreon.com/cultaholic, you can have your say this morning on the topic for tomorrow's edition of Love You By Friday. It is a live call-in show here at Cultaholic's Parts Unknown upon Tyne secret base. You can have your say on what we talk about by going to patreon.com/cultaholic. And then you can call in live. What could possibly go wrong? I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.